Now this is a dictation for Sherman, Sherman, Farmer, Farmer, December 2743. Address as a letter to Dr. Melissa, Melissa, Weckesser, Weckesser, 2466495. Dear Dr. Weckesser, a follow-up for Sherman with chronic kidney disease, hypertension and small kidneys, prior exposure to anti-inflammatory agents, does have evidence of extensive atherosclerosis on CAT scan, last visit in April. He mentioned blood stools in one opportunity, no vomiting, dysphagia, abdominal pain. There has been prior colonoscopies, polyps removed, although the last one, 4 or 5 years ago, no findings. He is still exposed to Celebrex. No changes in urine. He is a smoker, presently half a pack, chronic cough, no purulent material hemoptysis, uses inhalers, no oxygen, no CPAP machine, orthopnea, PND. Edema stable, compressing stockings, other review system negative, medication list review. I'm going to highlight diabetes, cholesterol management, inhalers, the exposure to Celebrex, lisinopril, bisoprolol. Next paragraph, present weight 154, blood pressure 100 over 70 on the left sided, bilateral JBD, few rals on basis, probably scar tissue, COPD abnormalities, distant heart tones, no pericardial wrap, pulse appears to be regular, no abdominal masses, ascites, tenderness, no gross edema. Next paragraph, chemistries today from yesterday, anemia 10.6, a normal white blood cell platelet, normal sodium, potassium, metabolic acidosis, creatinine at 3.7, erase, we need to erase those labs. So erase please those labs, and please use most recent creatinine at 1.76, baseline for him is 1.6. For a GFR of 39, stage 3B, potassium in the upper side at 5, mild metabolic acidosis 22, a normal sodium albumin, calcium phosphorus, normal white blood cell platelets, anemia of 11, MCB at 89. He has positive blood in the stools back in April with iron deficiency. At that time, 17, an iron saturation normal at 23. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, TKD, stage 3. Question progression to monitor over time, no symptoms of uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis, no indication for dialysis. Background of diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and exposure to anti-inflammatory agents. Next number, iron deficiency anemia, positive hemocultin stools, reported melanotic stools, needs EGD colonoscopy, wants to do it locally, we will refer. encouraged to stop Celebrex. He's not ready for that. Next number is smoker, COPD abnormalities. Next number, monitor on high potassium. Continue present dose of lisinopril. Celebrex also behind this. Next number, iron deficiency anemia. A ferritin less than 30 is highly predictive. Next number, no need for phosphorus binders. Continue to follow on a regular basis. Come back on the next 4 to 6 months.